If you can see your service sheet, which you probably can't, I've just changed the order a little bit. So I'm going to speak for a few moments at this point in the service. I should have said at the beginning, thank you to all those who've agreed to read, and Lydia, who's leading prayers in a few moments. And I should have translated the Latin for you as well. Gloria in excelsis Deo. It's not too hard. Glory in the highest to God. A common Christmas phrase. I'm sorry for not doing that, but I'm sure you're all familiar and can remember your Latin. It's very important to get the relationship between things right. Now that's important at a carol service. The relationship between the instruments and the singing and the interplay of the voices. I don't know who you came with today. This may have been your experience. It's important to get the relationship between things right. I can see a few Christmas jumpers. There's always a question about whether colours clash in what you're wearing. It's important to get the balance right. These are colours which apparently clash. It's been proved scientifically and so on. So if you're wearing a jumper like that, please don't. Food, of course, is a very important thing to get the relationship between things right. The ingredients and the seasoning that goes with it, but also the relationship between the food and the way that it's cooked. So if that's your turkey for Christmas, the relationship between the bird and the oven wasn't right. There's always a lot of talk about peace at Christmas time. The word, the idea, it's been in almost all of our carols and in our readings. It's on many of our Christmas cards, isn't it? Peace, peace on earth, heavenly peace. It's what the angels sang to the shepherds on the hillside. Glory to God in the highest, that's the Latin bit. And on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests. But what is it? What does it mean? What is peace? What does it mean? We sing it, we hear it said, we write it, the angels proclaimed it. But what is it? Well, I think I want to suggest to you that peace is when all relationships between everything is right. When all relationships are right and everything is in proper order. Now, I think we know how much we love peace when we think about it like that. When we experience things being in right relationships and things being in good order. When relationships with everyone and everything are right. When friends are laughing with you. When your young children are content. When school is a joy. When food tastes good, when politicians understand us, when work is fulfilling, when time is unpressured, when burdens are light, when nobody is after you for anything, when everything you need is plentifully provided, without having to take from another and without having to drain all the planet's resources. We know how much we love peace when we experience it, when everything seems right with the world, when relationships with everyone and everything are right. But we also know how hard it is when they are not. Families fighting, the future filling us with fear. Politicians seeming far from our reality, where there is no time to rest and life's burdens are heavy. We know how much we love peace when we experience it and how hard it is when we don't have it. So peace is when all relationships are right and everything is in good order. The astonishing thing about Christmas is that God is bringing peace between him and us, reconciling heaven and earth. Look again at what the angels said. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests. So Christmas lifts us above and beyond families, above and beyond politics, above and beyond work, above and beyond even the planet's resources. Christmas is about peace from heaven with us on earth. It's about that relationship being right and in good order. There are so many other issues in life, you might never have thought that this was an issue. That as you have read Peace on Earth on your Christmas cards, that it was actually about peace with God in heaven. Maybe we thought it was all about peace with one, with everyone and with everything on earth around us. Peace on earth. But as the angels make clear here, when it says peace on earth, it's about peace with heaven. On earth, peace to those on whom his, the God of heaven's, favour rests. Because heaven and earth have been at loggerheads ever since we turned our backs on God. So our relationship with him is not naturally in good order. It's not naturally right. And if you think about it, such behaviour by us is a pretty good explanation of what we experience in the world, of the things that we find hard. So if I turn my back on a generous God, if I turn my back on generosity, then it's not surprising that I might be selfish. And so if we as a people turn our back on generosity, it's not surprising that we bump into selfishness quite often. If we turn our back on the God of love and compassion, is it surprising that often we find that love and compassion is missing in our world? If we turn our back on the God of wisdom, is it surprising that we're sometimes confused what to do and we feel like we're scratching around in the dark and we just don't understand one another? See, all our lack of peace, families, politics, work, all that disorder finds its root in this disorder that we've turned our back on the good God of heaven. And the angels announce that God is reaching down from heaven to us on earth. More than reaching down, he is coming down to live with us in order to restore peace between us and himself. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests. Think of it this way, if it helps. I'm not an architect, so apologies to any architects present, but it may work. Think of life on earth as being like a building, where cracks keep appearing in the walls. And we put a lot of effort into dealing with the cracks. We fill them and cover them and paper over them, but they keep coming back, maybe slightly different places, slightly different angles in the walls of the building. Of course, in reality, the building has lost its footings. It's subsiding. That's what really needs fixing. Now, in our lives on earth, all the cracks on earth keep showing themselves, the things that we find hard. Well, Christmas is the beginning of God fixing the footings of life on earth. Unless our relationship with him is restored, unless life is put back on healthy footings with him, then cracks will always keep coming because we've turned away from what is good. And the angel said that on that night, in that manger, through that baby, Jesus, God is building the bridge between us and him. God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his heaven. Above and beyond every need for peace that we can name, here is peace with heaven, the angels say, for you and for me. A saviour has been born. He's the king. He is the Lord. No wonder the angel said, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will bring great joy for all people." No wonder the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God, declaring how great and good God is for all the things that they had seen and heard. No wonder that countless thousands and tens of thousands in every century since those events have done exactly the same. Looked to Jesus to know peace with God and rejoiced. To know that the building is being fixed in Jesus. To have all relationships begin to make proper sense. All the relationships that he has given us on earth in the light of the fundamental relationship of knowing him. Having our relationship with God in proper order in order to help us with the cracks in relationship on earth. Now, if you think about it, it can only be good news for all people if it is something that all people need. It's no good news to me to tell me that Tottenham Hotspur have won, and it's no good news for me telling me that there's icing on the Christmas cake. I don't need Tottenham to win, and I don't need icing on a Christmas cake. It's a big mistake. That's not good news. It can only be good news for all people if it's something that all people need. Well, it might be dawning on you that much of life has been spent papering over the cracks. And that's no bad thing. You may never even have thought that there is a weightier problem. But the angels invite you and me, as we sing and as we hear, the angels invite you and me to a better, deeper, lasting way forward. Something which in the end the Bible will call eternal life. It means looking to Jesus. It means coming to Jesus. It means learning from Jesus. And it means relying on Jesus as the one who was sent, whom the angels proclaimed, the Saviour, the King, the Lord. This was just the beginning at Christmas. He grew up, he lived, he died, he rose. Risen from the dead means he's still alive. Therefore, we can still look to him and come to him and learn from him and rely on him. It is very important to get the relationship between things right. So don't worry if you sing badly. Don't worry if you wear colours that clash. And don't worry if you burn the turkey. But do turn back from turning away from God. And seek Jesus Christ for that essential and freely offered peace with God. Amen.